coming up on episode number 1182. It's one of those great big birthday amalgamation shows where I put a bunch of different performers, covers of course, into one show to celebrate their birthdays in a month where maybe they didn't get their own cover story. You're going to hear birthday tributes for Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, Joe Strummer of The Clash, Isaac Hayes, Julia Fordham, and Ronnie Spector. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, August 16th, 2017. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, celebrating a bunch of birthdays today. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Ronnie Spector is one of those birthdays we're celebrating. She is, turned 70 on the 10th of this month. Let's do a set of Ronnie Spector covers, starting off with a song that you don't usually associate with the Ronettes. Now, this was included on that very first album in 1964 by the Ronettes, but it was released by the Dixie Cups, who it's best known by, a few months earlier. The song is Chapel of Love, and when you hear this, you will absolutely hear that famous Phil Spector wall of sound. Here are the Ronettes and Chapel of Love.
Oh,
Phil Collins from his 2010 album Going Back, where he did a bunch of covers of classic tunes, classic Motown, kind of like that You Can't Hurry Love thing he did in the 80s, but he decided to do an entire album's worth. Do I Love You, originally by the Ronettes, covered there by Phil Collins. Before that, Ronnie Spector from the album Something's Gonna Happen. That's the song Something's Gonna Happen. Also came out in 2010. Right there is a cover of the song originally done by Marshall Crenshaw. Psyched Up Janice did that cover of the Ronettes' Be My Baby. That one is from their 1999 The Quiet album. Ronnie Spector again from the album Back to Black. I'm just going to play title tracks, apparently. That is the song Back to Black, originally by Amy Winehouse. It came out in 2011, and, you know, there's just something unmistakable about Ronnie Spector's voice, and I just love it. Totally love it. Chapel of Love at the top of that set, most popularly known as a song by the Dixie Cups. Right there is a version done by the Ronettes that was released just a few months after the Dixie Cups version. It's also been remastered back in 2012 on the Presenting the Fabulous Ronettes featuring Veronica. That's the album that's got all the songs you want, Be My Baby, and all the rest. The Ronettes and Ronnie Spector, happy birthday to Ronnie. Got one song here by a performer named Julia Fordham. Now, you might remember her from the 80s and 90s, especially a song called Happy Ever After. And what's really unmistakable about Julia Fordham is her amazing voice. She's got a much deeper, bassier voice than Ronnie Spector, for example. And you might recognize her voice as soon as you hear it. She's actually put out an album this year called The Language of Love, where she does more jazzy versions of pop songs, including Who's That Girl, where the album gets its title, The Language of Love, first lyrics of Who's That Girl by the Eurythmics. Here is Julia Fordham, birthday girl, with Who's That Girl.
Your love. But there's just one thing. It's just one thing.
Baby, you're my heartbeat. Love is after me, won't let me be. Should I run away? Love is after me, won't let me be. Tell me, should I stay? I've been a hurt once before, but this time I let my heart go. I promised myself then, you know I wouldn't get a hurt no more. Oh, but you've confused my mind, and I keep a singing all the time. Love is after me, won't let me be. Should I run away? Love is after me, won't let me be. Tell me if I should stay. And it's getting closer, it's getting closer.
Tell you what love can do. You know when they say love makes the world go round, that's the truth. Now I want your imagination. I want you to travel with me. Oh, come on, come on, come on. This young man was raised in the hills of Tennessee. When he reached a age of maturity, he moved to the West Coast. And he fell in love when he got out there to this young girl. And then the inevitable became engaged and they were married. Oh, the power of love was upon him. But you see, girls, I don't mean to come down on you. But this man loved this woman so he could see no wrong, no, no, no. He spent his last dime on a woman because he loved her. You know, girls, you can take love and kindness sometimes for weakness. And she took it for granted. And she tipped out on him too. She said, nobody gonna believe what you tell him, no way. Fool. Oh yeah, girls, you do like that sometimes. But one day, old boy got sick and he had to come home. I don't have to tell you what he found. Oh, it hurt him so bad. He said, baby, mama, why? That's all he could say. But she said, oh, gone, fool, you doing it. But the man wasn't doing it, but that's the only excuse she could give him. He said, mama, I can't take it. I got to leave you. I'm going to leave you. Well, she tried to straighten up. She said she was going to straighten up. She got a little job to help him out with the bills, too. But that was just a sham. Because he found it again and again. And seven times he left this woman. And seven times he came back. And he had taken all that he could stand. And the eighth time that this went down, he said, "Mom, I got to go." He said, "I'm leaving my heart right here." And he's been going down the highway. I guess it was around 3:30 in the morning. He could hardly see the road, the tears in his eyes. He could barely see the sign, the red on the side of the road. The next town, 125 miles away. And these very words came into his mind. "By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Oh, and she'll find a note I left hanging on the door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, and she will. Why? 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. Oh, by the time you'll probably stop at lunch just to give her sweet goodbye a call. Oh, she'll hear the phone keep right on ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, oh, and ringing off the wall. Mama, 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 that's all. And by the time I get to Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly in her restless sleep. Call my name. Oh, then she'll cry just to think I would really leave her. But time after time after time after time and time again, I tried to tell her so, but she was a non-believer. I would really go. Oh no, I hate to leave you, baby. Yes, I do. I really, really, really hate to go. Oh yeah.
That is Isaac Hayes celebrating, well, would have been celebrating a birthday. We lost Isaac Hayes in mid to late 2000s, I believe 2008, but were he still alive, he would have been turning 75 this month, Isaac Hayes. And By the Time I Get to Phoenix, a song that was originally done by Johnny Rivers, Jimmy Webb, very famously done by Glenn Campbell, who we lost last week. You'll find that version on Isaac's Greatest Hit Singles album, which was remastered in 2006. Nick Lowe right before that with a song that was originally done by Sam and Dave called Love Is After Me. He included that on his album, or I'm sorry, on his box set called The Doings. Now you're wondering, well, why would you include that? It's not Sam and Dave's birthday. It's not Nick Lowe's birthday. It's not Buddy Rich's birthday, who's the first person to record that. No, or a second person to record that, popular performer of that song. No, Sam and Dave, a lot of their original music, a lot of their biggest hits, Hold On, I'm Coming, Soul Man, etc., was co-written by Isaac Hayes before Isaac started recording his own music. Some great stuff by Sam and Dave, if you go back and look at it. A lot of the stuff that You Know Best by Sam and Dave was actually co-written by Isaac Hayes. Malik, right before that, with a Middle Eastern-tinged version of Shaft, originally done by Isaac for the film of the same name. That one you'll find on La Musique de Paris Dernière, Volume 1, which came out in 1999. And then before that, Julia Fordham, birthday girl, turning 55 this month, from her brand new album, The Language of Love, a cover of the song by The Eurythmics, Who's That Girl? We're going to get right into set three. Another artist that we've lost, sad, tragic loss, especially if you're a fan of punk rock, original punk rock, ladies and gentlemen, The Clash. Here is Prozac for Lovers with their cover of a song performed by Joe Strummer and company. Joe Strummer, the birthday boy this month, or would have been celebrating a birthday this month. Here is Prozac for Lovers and London Calling.
London calling. front door. Tell me how you gonna come with your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun. When the law breaks in, tell me how you gonna go. Shot down on the pavement or waiting on death row. They can crush us, they can bruise us, but they have to answer too. Oh, the guns of Brixton.
Darling, you've got to let me know. Well, should I stay or should I go? Well, if I say that you are mine, I'll love you till at least half nine. So come on, let me know. Well, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. Darling, you've got me on my knees. One day it's fine and then it's black. So if you want me off your back, so come on, let me know. Well, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. Come on, let me know. This indecision's bugging me. Exactly who I'm supposed to be. I don't know what I got for tea. I don't know which clothes even fit me. So come on, let me know. Well, should I stay or should I go? Thank you.
If I go, it will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. So come on, let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. So come on, let me go. Should I stay or should I go?
Andalusia, the shooting sights in the days of 39. Oh, please leave the Vendetta open. Federico Lorca's dead and gone. Bullet holes in the cemetery walls. The black cars of the Guardia Civil. Spanish bombs on the Costa Rica. I'm flying in on a DC-10 tonight. Weeks in my disco casino, the freedom fighters died up on the hill. They sang the red flag, they wore the black one, but after they died it was Mockingbird Hill. Back on the buses, went up in flashes. The Irish tomb was drenched in blood. Spanish bombs shattered the hotel. My señorita's rose was nipped in the bud. Spanish bombs, yo te quiero, infinito. Yo te quiero, oh my corazón. Spanish bombs, yo te quiero, infinito. Yo te quiero, oh my carazón. Echoes from the days of 39. Trenches full of poets, the ragged army fixing bayonets to fight the other line. Spanish bombs rock the province. I'm hearing music from another time. Spanish bombs on the coast of Bravo. I'm flying in on a DC-10 tonight. Spanish bombs, yo te quiero infinito. Yo te quiero, oh my corazón. Spanish bombs, yo te quiero infinito. Yo te quiero, oh my corazón. In Andalusia, mandolin, oh my corazón.
Harris from his album Cover Charge with a cover of The Clash's Spanish Bombs. That one came out in 2007. Before that, a very fun version of Should I Stay or Should I Go? That one performed by the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain and included on their album Ever Such Pretty Girls, which they released back in 2015. Rupa and the April Fishes from the album Build released The Guns of Brixton, that one from 2012, and Prozac for Lovers from the album of the same name with a cover of London Calling to start that set right there. Let's do one more set here. This one's going to go to Jeff Tweedy, lead singer of the band Wilco, who's done a fair amount of covers, both with the band and without. This is a cover that he did with Roseanne Cash for her album The List back in 2009, a cover of that classic song by Lefty Frizzell that's been covered by everyone from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds to Johnny Cash, Long Black Veil.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed 'neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all did agree that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. Judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walked these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows. For the cooler and drink your fill.
Sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. It was then he felt alone and wished that he got straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember it well. Stopped into an old hotel with the neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. A clarinet someplace softly played. She was walking on by the arcade. She heard the melody rise and fade. The sign was coming up. She dropped a coin into the cup of a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. He woke up. She was gone. He didn't see nothing but the dawn. He got out of bed, put his clothes back on, pushed back the blind, found a note she'd left behind, to which he just could not relate all about it. Simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clocks and walks along through the city blocks, hunted down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll see him once again. Oh, how long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me that it's a crime to feel too much at any one time. She should have caught me in my prime. She would have stayed with me instead of going off to sea and leaving me to meditate upon that simple twist of fate.
Tall buildings shake, voices escape. singing sad, sad songs. Tunes of gold strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies turning your old bitter man. Don't cry, you can't rely on me, honey. You can come by anytime you want. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tunes of gold strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices cry, skyscrapers are scraping. Smoking last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Our love, our love is all we have.
Recorded live at the Living Room for her album The Fall Deluxe Edition back in 2009, a cover of Wilco's Jesus Etc. right there by Nora. Jeff Tweedy brought us that cover of Simple Twist of Fate. That was from the Bob Dylan soundtrack, or the soundtrack to the Bob Dylan, you want to call it a biography, sort of a tribute film, I'm Not There, which came out in 2007, had a bunch of different performers all playing the role of Bob Dylan. Ariana Moffat from the soundtrack to the Canadian TV show Trauma with a cover of a song by Jeff Tweedy as part of Golden Smog. That is Please Tell My Brother. And Long Black Veil, Roseanne Cash and Jeff Tweedy doing that cover of the Lefty Frizzell song for her album The List, which came out in 2009. That's going to bring us right to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. We won't be back next week because I'm going to be at the Podcast Movement Conference on this very day, a Wednesday next week, accepting my Hall of Fame award. I don't know what logistical mistake, an error in accounting or something, prompted me getting the Hall of Fame award. But you know what? I'm going to take it and I'm going to run with it. Until they realize, before they realize their mistake and give it to who it's supposed to go to. That's going to be the Podcast Movement. I'm going to see if there's a way I can periscope from there. There may be like 1,000 people periscoping from the Podcast Movement at that time. So I don't know. I don't know how well that's going to be worth it, but we'll see what I can do. That's going to be next week, 1 week from today on August 23rd. Yes. Podcast Movement in Anaheim, California. So I'll be back 2 weeks from today with another episode of the show. The end of the month, we'll see what that brings us. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, CacheFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where your podcast is so good, they'll always give you a simple twist of fate.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.